This is the Gen X Gamer.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back for another episode of the Gen X Gamer Podcast. I'm your host, Matty Ice, and this is your favorite podcast. So in today's episode, I wanted to talk about Remnant 2. I played the first Remnant. Probably I put about maybe 15 hours into it, if that, probably around about 10, possibly. I never did finish the game. It was kind of one of those situations where Remnant came out, I played it for a little while, and then something else came out that kind of caught my attention, and I moved on from that game. That's not to say I didn't like the game, I'm just saying that possibly another game came out later on down the road that really caught my attention and caused me to move away from the game. But the little bit of Remnant that I did play, I really enjoyed the game a lot. I thought it was a pretty neat idea. You know, you had a Souls-type game with guns, because up until that point, we had never seen a Souls game with guns until Remnant came along. Remnant's a pretty nice little game made by Gunfire Games, and I thought it was a pretty sweet game, but I may put like maybe 10 hours into it, possibly 15, I'm not sure, without really fact checking myself and pulling up Steam to see how much I actually put into it. But I did in fact play Remnant, and then Remnant 2 just got released here like this past month or whatever, and there was a lot of hype around Remnant 2. I'm not really sure what the big, I mean, I guess a lot of people enjoyed Remnant 1 enough to really hype up the second one, because like I say, there was a lot of hype around the second one, and I, you know, from what little bit I saw of it, I wanted to play it as well, because like I say, I liked the first Remnant, and the second one can only be an improvement from the first. It's very rare that the second game comes out and it sucks worse than the first one did. Remnant 2 did actually release, and I picked it up and I played it on the PC. I picked it up on Steam. My first initial impression with Remnant 2 was, it looks a lot better than the first one, and it plays a lot better than the first one, but to me it seems like it's a little more difficult than the first one is, and I'm not complaining about that at all. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. More difficulty is, you know, is fun in a sense, because I'm a huge fan of the Souls games, and I like the difficulty aspect of the Souls games, but to me this one seems a little bit harder. There's a few things in the game that really irk me a lot. It seems like you move kind of slow as compared to like bosses and just basic enemies in general, like the ads or whatnot. You seem like you move slower and they move faster. And there's also like the healing mechanic. Whenever you go to heal yourself, you pull out this called a dragon heart out of your book bag, and it seems like the animation takes anywhere from like 3 to 5 seconds. I wouldn't say five. I would say maybe like 2 to 3 seconds. But it seems like it's such a long animation. And when your health drops down to less than a quarter of percentage of health, I would say you're gonna die, because there has been so many times that where my health dropped down to like a quarter of percentage of health, and I've pressed the button to heal, but the animation is so slow because he has to reach all the way in his backpack and grab his dragon heart, heal himself, that it just seemed like it took forever and it got me killed. There's also another thing in the game. I don't know if it was me or if it's the game itself, but like there was a lot of times where I would be aiming at an enemy and I would go to shoot an enemy, but I had rounds in the magazine, but my gun wouldn't fire. And that got me killed a lot too. I don't know if that's a glitch in the game or if it's just, a rare oddity that happened, but it happened to me several times, and it happened more often than not, to make me take notice of that. And I don't really know what was the issue, what was causing that, but it between that and the slow healing animation, it got me killed quite a few times. But I guess that would be my two gripes of the game. But other than that, I mean, I really like the game. I've went through it again. I beat it the second time now. And the second time around, I liked it a lot more. Maybe the first time I was trying to learn how to play it, and maybe that's, learning everything. I was just getting a little frustrated a lot quicker than I should have been. But the second time through, like, I loved it. But now the first time I played as the Hunter class. And I mean, as playing solo, that's probably not a really good class to start with. I mean, that's like you're like sniper class, really, for that kind of game. But the second time I went through as a handler, and you actually have this dog that goes with you, and it's a lot better for solo players, because the dog can, if you go down, the dog can come over and kind of heal you. You can also, the dog attacks adds and everything for you, and the dog's really helpful. I guess playing through the second time with the handler was a lot better, but the first time I played it through with the hunter, man, I got so frustrated. Game, the bosses weren't really all that hard. Like I said, overall difficulty, it seems like it's a little bit harder than the first one, but it also seems like, I guess the ads and the bosses hit a little bit harder, and they're more aggressive toward than the first one is. I mean, it's not that much harder than the first, but it's enough that you can notice that it's definitely harder than the first one. But like I said, I'm not complaining about that. The difficulty isn't really the factor here that really got me aggravated. It was like more or less the whole aiming at the enemy and squeezing the trigger to shoot the gun, and I've clearly got rounds in my magazine, but my gun doesn't shoot, and then the slow healing animation. But other than that, I mean, I really like the game. This game and Fortnite are the only two games right now that's been put out through Unreal Engine 5, and you can definitely tell that it's put out through Unreal Engine 5, because it's an absolutely gorgeous game. It's beautiful. It looks a lot better than the first. It plays a lot better than the first one. Like the shooting animation is a lot smoother and a lot more fluent. This game here, the second one, has a lot more replayability because it's kind of has like a, you know, like when you complete the game, you can re-roll the campaign to get it completely. So it's like kind of like a roguelike. I mean, you can kind of like re-roll the campaign and go through it a second time, and it'll be completely different. Like the fourth world might be in the very beginning, or the very beginning might be at the very end. Like, it's completely different every time, and it's like a roguelike, and I think that's a really cool aspect of it. So it gives the game a lot more replayability. But overall, I really enjoyed the game the second time around enough to, you know, the first time I liked it, but I got really agitated with some things. But the second time through, I really appreciated it a lot more and really liked it. And I just wanted to kind of, you know, drop by and give you guys my heads up on Remnant 2. And I would definitely tell you to pick it up. And if you play the first one and you liked it, you'll definitely love the second one, because it's a lot better and you can see the improvements. And it's a very well-made game by Gunfire Games. So that's all I got for you guys today. You guys take care, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Be cool. Keep on gaming. Peace.